Thank you, Chairman Schatz, and you and Vice Chair Murkowski for holding this very, very important hearing today to hear directly from Indian Country how they're fighting this battle and how they need a better federal partner. I want to take a moment to introduce one of the witnesses, the chairman of the Lummi Nation, Anthony Hilaire, and I want to acknowledge the presence of multiple Lummi Nation leaders who are with us, key staffers, and council member Carly Kinley and Jim Washington, and in addition, the Lummi National Policy Advisor Marissa Jones, recovery specialist Tabitha Jefferson, and the Lummi Nation youth leaders who are here as a delegation. Thank you all for traveling all this way to make this voice heard and to get people to understand the scourge of this crisis. Your presence here today is a testament to the devastating impact the fentanyl crisis has had on the Lummi Nation. And when I visited Lummi Nation in October of last year, fentanyl was already taking its toll. But a year later, the Lummi community lost 5 people to fentanyl overdoses within 1 week. In 2022, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that American Indians and Alaska Natives have the highest drug overdoses rate of any ethnic group for both 2020 and 2021. The rise of this illicit fentanyl is a problem. We have hosted 9 roundtables throughout the state of Washington and have spoke at many of the organizational meetings to talk about what are the solutions. In fact, the National Tribal Opioid Summit was also held in the state. That was part of the organized by the National, the Northwest Portland Indian Health Board, and happened to happen at Lummi Nation. But we've talked to tribal leaders in Spokane, Colville, Yakima, Cowlitz, Jamestown, the Puyallups, the Tulalips, and many people about how their particular communities are being impacted. What we know is we must increase treatment and recovery capacity. As one doctor told me, quote, we should have access to recovery be as easy as access to the drug, and at this point, it's not. We need to better educate young people and get them involved in prevention and recovery, and that is why I'm glad to see the youth delegation that is here today, because they can help us understand how we can better reach out to young people. The next generation can lead the way in educating their peers. And in August, as I spoke to the National Tribal Opioid Summit at Tulalip, a key theme raised by many of the officials gathered at the session was how understanding where illicit fentanyl is coming from and how we respond to it is a top priority. Data is needed and vital to our response in the pandemic, and adequate resources, whether that is helping them recognize the crisis or addressing it in responding, is critical. But a few examples. The Jamestown Sklallam opened a healing clinic, which provides addiction and MAT treatment and averages 120 patients per day. The Native Project in Spokane is working to build a youth and child services that will focus on tribal children's services to stay away from opioids and fentanyl. And the Lummi Nation opened a new stabilization and recovery center for their community members and are currently working to construct and open a detox and healthcare center. So I welcome Chair Hilaire today to share the breadth and depth of your unique experience. And I'm so sorry that this is what the Lummi Nation has had to deal with. I know that you, as a tribal leader and a community council member in the past, know what it's like to deal with these issues and to prioritize them. Hopefully, we can work better together as a federal partner. I thank again, Madam Chair, the opportunity for this hearing to take place and hopefully our committee to come up with ideas to better help Indian Country and our whole United States deal with this crisis. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Cantwell. Any other members?